Obama has mismanaged the right controversy. When the controversy broke out over Reverend Wright's inflammatory statements, Obama's first strategy to control the damage was to deny that he had been in church when Wright gave them. The denial tactic was in keeping with Obama's first instinct when confronting controversy. Predictably, if the controversy continued, Obama would move through his repertoire of responses, moving step by step to disassociate himself from Wright, trying to avoid having to repudiate someone with whom he had maintained a long-term relationship prior to the criticism. Denying he had been in church when the sermons were given quickly turned out not to be a credible response. Few could believe Obama sat in Trinity United Church of Christ and was unaware of what black liberation theology taught or the anti-white, anti-American tenor of Wright's speeches. On March 16, 2 days after Obama's denial was posted on Huffington Post, Newsmax's reporter, Ronald Kessler, reported that Obama had been in Trinity United Church of Christ on July 22nd, when Kessler was present. Kessler claimed he and Obama both heard Wright preach in a sermon that day, in which the preacher blamed the white arrogance of America's Caucasian majority for the world's suffering, especially the oppression of blacks. The Obama campaign promptly posted a new denial, claiming Obama did not attend church services in Chicago on July 22nd. As the controversy continued, Obama shifted gears. As mentioned, on March 18, he delivered a major speech in Philadelphia titled "A More Perfect Union." In a central part of the speech, Obama retracted his claim he had never heard Wright make the type of outlandish statements that were causing outrage. "Did I know him to be an occasionally fierce critic of American domestic and foreign policy? Of course," Obama told the national audience watching on cable television. "Did I ever hear him make remarks that could be considered controversial while I sat in church? Yes. Did I strongly disagree with many of his political views? Absolutely. Just as I'm sure many of you have heard remarks from your pastors, priests, or rabbis with which you strongly disagreed." Obama said Wright's remarks expressed a profoundly distorted view of this country, a view that sees white racism as endemic and elevates what is wrong with America above all that we know is right about America, a view that sees conflicts in the Middle East as rooted primarily in the actions of stalwart allies like Israel, instead of emanating from the perverse and hateful ideologies of radical Islam. How could Obama know these were the subjects of Wright's sermons unless he had heard them?